This is WKAR. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. 10 Democrats took to the stage at the Fox Theater in Detroit last night for the first night of the July debates. WKAR's Abigail Sinsky was watching in Detroit, and she joins me now in the studio to talk about the highlights of the first night. Thanks for being here, Abigail.
You bet.
So give us the highlights.
So going into the night, there were really two people who were billed as stars and the headliners. Those were Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Then you had Pete Buttigieg, who is notably polling well and fundraising well, though he wasn't billed as a headliner in the same way the other two were. The next group of candidates you had were kind of the supporting acts going into the debate. Those were the second tier candidates who have some street cred, but they might not be polling or fundraising as well. Those were Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, former Governor John Hickenlooper, and former Congressman John Delaney. Then you had the candidates who were kind of coming into this debate as sideshows, and those were Congressman Tim Ryan and author Marianne Williamson, who really held their own in a way that wasn't expected because they didn't perform as well in the first debates. And then you had kind of a dark horse candidate, Steve Bullock, the governor from Montana, who wasn't in the first debate. And the really big theme of the night was actually foreshadowed by Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper in his opening statement when he talked about the fight between progressives and moderates to kind of seize hold of the Democratic Party during 2020. This is a bit of that opening statement.
Last year, Democrats flipped 40 Republican seats in the House, and not one of those 40 Democrats supported the policies of our frontrunners at center stage. Now, I share their progressive values, but I'm a little more pragmatic.
So the candidates covered a lot from healthcare to trade policy, but no matter what the topic was, the whole night kind of seemed like a battle royale between progressives and the moderates. And because of the format and questions from the CNN moderators, it felt like a lot of those questions intentionally pitted the moderates against Sanders and Warren. This was one of those moments when former Congressman John Delaney attacked Bernie Sanders.
Throw your hands up, but you haven't Oh, I can do it. But you haven't implemented the plans. Us governors and mayors are the ones that we have to pick up all the pieces when suddenly the government's supposed to take over all these responsibilities and there's no preparation, the details aren't worked. You can't just spring a plan on the world and expect it to succeed.
John, Senator Sanders. John, I was the mayor and I helped transform my city.
Quickly after that, Sanders fired back.
I get a little bit tired of Democrats afraid of big ideas.
So Sanders and Warren were definitely defending their ground, but the debate at times felt a little lopsided, even though they're leading the pack of Democratic candidates.
You are listening to WKAR. We are speaking with politics reporter Abigail Sinsky about the first night of the Democratic debates in Detroit. You talked to some folks before and after the debates. What did they have to say?
That's right. I talked to people in the spin room as well as outside before the debates. Congressman Andy Levin, who represents Michigan's 9th congressional district, officially announced his endorsement of Elizabeth Warren yesterday. He was back in the spin room after the debate defending the notion that Democrats should be in the business of making big, sweeping structural changes.
I don't think any Democrat who looks back on it will say, whoa, those changes were too big. You know, the Wagner Act and letting people actually bargain, child labor laws, minimum wages, right? The 40-hour work week. The idea that those were radical changes at that time. So I think people are hungry for vision and for no BS.
I also talked to Michael Aquilina, a retired teacher from Royal Oak, before the debate. He was outside the theater to support Bernie Sanders, and he told me he's on board with the progressive platform.
I mean, I think he's receiving, you know, the attention for what he's done. I think there's a big debate among Democrats right now as to how far to the left we should go. People think he's an extremist, and he's not. I mean, most of the people in this country want, you know, health care. So his position is, you know, reflective of the majority of people.
So it's interesting to hear what Mr. Aquilina has to say, and it's interesting to consider the viability of these moderates if the progressive candidates are the clear frontrunners in polling and fundraising, and moderates are struggling to make the third debates. But we're back again tonight for the second group, so we'll see if this is an issue that comes up again tonight.
We've been talking with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Senske about the first night of the Democratic debates. Abigail, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.